This morning, I am very humbled and excited to have this conversation. I have three wonderful guests who are joining me, and we're going to tackle a reality that I think maybe pre-pandemic was a surprise for some, that it's a reality in Howard County. But I think post-pandemic, nobody can say that they're surprised to see that there is food insecurity for some of our Howard County residents. And that's part of some of the challenges that some of our Howard Community College students have as they are pursuing their education. There's statistics, there's, you know, numbers, but what I really want to focus on this morning is on the stories, because it's easy to get lost in the numbers. It's easy to get lost in the statistics. But when you connect with the person, when you actually hear their stories, then there's no way that you can get lost. And then you understand, and then hopefully that inspires you to take action if you're in a possible, in a place where you can help. But at the same time, if you're in a place where you're experiencing that, take action and seek services and resources that are there available for you. So to dive into all of that, I have Tara Robb. She's the Wellness Director at Howard Community College. I have Hima Jain and Rajiv Jain. They're donors, and they have the Jain Family Foundation. And I also have Erin Blackwood, and she is a CareerLink student at Howard Community College. I want to thank you all for joining me this morning to address this very important topic and for opening your homes, opening your hearts, and opening your stories to everybody here at Dragon Digital Radio. Tara, I wanted to start with you, and I wanted to find out a little bit about yourself, and I wanted you to define wellness. I wanted you to talk about what wellness means to you and how you bring that into Howard Community College.
Sure. I just want to say thank you so much for having me and having this important topic on the radio show. So my name is Tara Rupp, and I run and oversee the Wellness Center here on campus. We provide educational activities, we provide health promotion, we provide wellness services, and recently, within the last year, I think it's been just about a year now, we started overseeing the Fueling Dragons program, which consists of food support for our students, several initiatives. But when I think about wellness, it's really evolved over the years. It started out where it was just mind, body, spirit, and you had to have a connection and a balance between all of those things. But it's really become a very broad term, and it's broadly defined as really like a optimal state of well-being. And how do we get there? We work on our physical and physical health. We work on our mental health. We work on social connections. We work on intellectual well-being by just the pursuit of wanting to learn more and grow as a person. But really, our goal here at the Wellness Center is to try to get every student to reach their full potential. And in order to do that, I have a simple philosophy. In order to do well, you need to be well. So that's really like a simple way of putting it. And, you know, it does start with your wellness.
And I love that approach. I love that, you know, you're looking at the entire picture. Like you said, we get caught up sometimes in just one of the tiers of wellness, but to really be successful, it's important to look at the entire picture. Hima and Rajiv, I really want to hear a little bit about your connection with HCC, and I'd love for you to, guys, to tell us a little bit more about the Jain Family Foundation.
We have been living in Howard County for nearly 25 years. And Howard Community College is one of the very reputed institutions in our county. So, of course, we know about it pretty well. Also, I myself have taken many non-credit classes, courses at the community college. So have come to know it pretty well.
Yeah, our kids went to summer camps at CC. and I have taken non-credit courses. We used to live across the street, so I feel like we've had an old connection with Howard Community College ourselves. And Jan Family Foundation is of something we started 2 years ago with the mission to work at the intersection of education and nutrition in this community and beyond.
That intersection, it's an intersection we don't usually think about, I think. And I think with the pandemic, it has become very clear that if we want to succeed in school, at any level in school, we have to feed, you know, our bodies, our souls, like Tara was saying, our spirits. I mean, it's you know, is that nutrition, a whole nutrition, physical nutrition, but then beyond that as well. Erin, tell us a little bit about your story and you know, tell us a little bit about the impact of programs, of resources that you have found that supported you at HCC and how that has helped you be successful in your educational career.
Hi, good morning. My name is Erin Blackwood. I am a returning second career student to HCC. My previous career was that as a registered veterinary technician. I decided to return to HCC in the spring of 2018 to pursue my prerequisites for the nursing program. And I'm happy to report now I am a participant in the accelerated nursing program starting in the summer of 2020. Did not plan to go to school in the midst of a pandemic on the computer, but so far so good. I'm also a mother of two young boys. They're age 5 and 7. When I returned to Howard Community College, I did so after being in the process of a divorce. So it was a situation where it was a life-changing event. I needed to make some decisions to help support my family better. And I decided that the path of nursing would be a better schedule for me, as well as provide for my young boys more financially. But because of the divorce, there's been some financial struggles. And then obviously with the pandemic, some of the things which I was doing to provide funding in my home and for my family, unfortunately, one type of job completely went away. So since 2018 and now to present, I have utilized the resources that Howard Community College has provided. The one that I started with was the food pantry, which was on campus. And at the time, the boys were younger, and I was very grateful to go in there and get my 10 items and get canned goods and oodles of noodles and things to make pasta and sauce and cereal because, you know, they're very active, and the little bit, even that helped. Currently, I'm very blessed to say that HCC, even though it's closed, last semester provided us with the opportunity linking through Howard County with the program, The Roving Radish. And that provided a couple of meals with a whole kit, which I was able to prepare for my family. And that definitely helped in a situation where money has been tight.
There's so many things, so many questions that I have just from your answer. I mean, first of all, let me just give you all of my respect and admiration because, you know, going through a divorce, having two children, deciding to come back to school and finding the ways on how to make it all work, you are a true superhero. So, I mean, Erin, all of my respect and all of my love to you. And I am sure that you're going to continue to succeed. I mean, it's so clear. Your passion is there and your drive is there. And I absolutely love that about it. You know, you mentioned how the services that HCC, that you have found at HCC have been able to support you, that you are able to go there and grab these things and not have to worry about, you know, having to spend that money in going and getting that food. Tara, talk to us about, you know, the programs that HCC offers, and let's go into Fueling Dragons, right? Because that's what this conversation, it's going to be about, Fueling Dragons. It's not the only program, and that's why I think it's important for people to know that there are more programs, and if we can start there, but let's hone in on the Fueling Dragons.
So the Fueling Dragons program is a comprehensive approach to reducing food insecurity on our campus. The main goal is to increase healthy and nutritious food for students who are at high risk for food insecurity. We do that through a number of initiatives. There's several initiatives that fall under Fueling Dragons. And when I say food insecurity, I mean students who have limited access to sufficient nutritious food because of lack of resources or money. So I just wanted to put that out there. So we have several food initiatives, starting with the food pantry, which Erin mentioned. Currently, the food pantry is closed due to the pandemic, but we are referring students to the Howard County Food Bank. The other initiatives we have, educational and nutrition workshops, cooking classes, and recipe and meal kit program. And we had to do quite a bit of shuffling and creativity to transition from what we were able to offer while we were on campus and now what we're trying to do virtually. So like Erin mentioned, we had the, in the fall, we had the Roving Radish meal kit program that students could participate in. And we're getting ready to start a similar thing at the Roving Radish Marketplace for our students.
I want to ask Sarah about partnerships, right? You just said, you know, the pandemic switched things. When we were on campus, it was easy to handle it all right through there at HTC and offer the services, right, to our students. Well, the pandemic came and, you know, our buildings are closed and access to that, it's even more difficult. How important is it to have partners? Like you mentioned the food bank, you're mentioning Roving Radish. How important is it to have those partnerships in our community, not just with, you know, institutions like the food bank, but also with people like our other two guests, Hima and Rajiv?
I would say it is essential. The partnerships are what's making this work right now. Not only to have the resources and the financial support, but also there's a collective effort to really try and help people. We know that there's a need. It's increased tremendously, like you mentioned, with the pandemic. I mean, I know you don't want to talk about statistics, but it's gone up significantly. So having that collective community effort to try and combat this issue and help our students is extremely important. And I'm so grateful to the Jane Family Foundation for getting this started.
And it's not that I don't want to talk about statistics, it's just that I don't want us to get lost in the numbers, but you're right. I mean, 2018, the statistics show that in Howard County in general, there was a 7.5%, but now the expected number at the end of 2020 was, they were thinking that it was going to be over 12%. So it's a huge, huge increase. And that brings me, to my next question, Hima and Rajiv, for you guys, because this is not the only issue, right? Food insecurity is certainly not the only issue. Why did you guys choose to focus on that intersection of nutrition and education and support this specific program at HTC?
So we believe that education is one of the most effective routes for us to improve our own lives as well as improve the society. However, in order for us to focus on education, we need to have nutrition in our body. We need to feed our body with nutritious food. So that is why we chose to work at the intersection of education and nutrition. Also, I came to US in 93 as a grad student, and I myself faced food insecurity because of lack of money, lack of transportation. And at times I remember having to walk more than a mile with groceries in my hands in winter. So I myself have faced food insecurity, and I know how it affects the education. So while we want to lead with the education, it is important for us to feed our body with that nutrition so that our body and the mind both work effectively.
Thank you for sharing your own experience, because I think that's part of the story that we sometimes forget, that just because we're facing food insecurity today, it doesn't mean that's necessarily going to stay there forever, but it means that we need to find those people who are willing to help us right now, find the programs like Fueling Dragons, right? So that we can cover that in this moment as we move forward and we continue to reach our goals, which is what we're all trying to do. Erin, tell us a little bit, you know, you painted the picture of your situation and why you needed to reach out for help. How hard was it, or how easy was it for you, you know, to say, I need assistance, I need help? And why do you think that many times students have a hard time saying, I'm having this difficulty and I need some help?
So as you mentioned on my introduction, I am part of Career Links, which is a program at Howard Community College for parents who are returning to the learning environment, potentially mothers or fathers who were, you know, stay at home and didn't really have an option to be working outside the home caring for children, or like in my situation, you know, maybe making a career change after a divorce or a separation. So with Career Links, we have support group. And it was very hard to share at first that I didn't have enough resources to take care of my children, on top of paying rent, you know, car payments, insurance, and then the cost for schooling. It's a humbling experience. I came from a different lifestyle. I was doing fine. And then when I left, I was not doing fine. So I was grateful to the Career Links ladies, because it's mostly ladies, to give me the courage to go to the food pantry. And it was getting bad. I was having to pay groceries on the credit card, putting myself into debt. And even the small amount at the food pantry really did help offset costs. And like you were mentioning about nutritious food, you know, I've been able to now provide through Roving Radish, they give 2 meat. And you never would think you'd be so excited to have 2 meat to do something with. But, you know, you times that by $7 a meat, like, you know, that was a huge savings for me, which enabled me to put that money toward a bill or gas or whatever. But it's humbling. It's humbling to have to walk in a place and say, I don't have enough, because you feel bad. You feel like you made a failure. But the Career Links ladies told me, you're not failing. You're trying to help your children. You're improving your education. You're going to benefit them in the long run. But it does take some courage to ask for help. And I think without the support of the Career Links women, I would not have stepped into that role. And since I've been at HCC and working with Career Links, I keep being given these opportunities, such as the Roving Radish. And to receive that email and open it up, I do feel there's divine intervention. I just feel so grateful every time I'm given another opportunity, because it's very much helping us in our family.
Tara, you know, Erin just said, use the word courage, right? And I know you deal with students all the time. She also talked about how, I mean, difficult it is to come up and say, there's a little bit of embarrassment, maybe. There's a little bit of fear of shame, maybe, also that comes with that maybe stops students from seeking help. What is your experience, right? When you're dealing with students, what is it that's stopping them from coming and saying, we need help? Is it the same story that Erin, what are other roadblocks that you're finding? And what message do you have for those students who might be in that situation today?
I do think that, you know, some students struggle with seeking help. And they think of it as, you know, I'm failing, I can't afford, you know, food, but they have great support from, you know, their cohort leadership, like Career Links. And, you know, we can sort of make these programs available to them. Like Erin is exactly the type of student that we are wanting to help. And it's important that you reach out, because unless students reach out, we don't know. we don't know what the struggles are. We can assume that people are struggling, and we can, you know, look at financial aid information and say, okay, well, you know, they might need a little bit of help, but, you know, unless they come out and say, like, I need some help, we don't necessarily know to reach out to them. So I would say if there are any students who are in need, really, any students, and not just food, basic needs. We actually have a basic needs webpage that you can access very easily. It's howardcc.edu/basic needs. And it's got information and resources, including all of the food information, but also the other basic needs that people might have. If they have food insecurity, they might have some other basic needs that they have. So I would encourage students to check there. I would also, they can reach out directly to me, the Wellness Center, their cohort leaders, a financial aid advisor. There's a lot of ways to reach out. And if there's one thing about this campus, it's that staff and faculty want to help students, and they will find, if they don't know the answer, they will find it.
Erin, you're not, do you want to add something to that?
I most definitely did, because I find it interesting Tara mentioned financial aid. I was put into contact with CareerLinks thanks to the financial aid officer. And I do feel like everywhere you go on the campus is exactly true. If there's an issue, you can ask a teacher, you can ask financial aid. And I was lucky to be, I called it going upstairs to see CareerLinks, but there's the other cohorts as well. And there's a lot of groups that, you know, they band together and they're helping the different cohorts who may have different needs. And it's just finding out the resources that you may not have known about, but it's huge. And I really do appreciate the campus for that, because I really feel they do care about the students at all the different levels. I mean, even you'll be in the cafeteria and you see the president of the school, and she would take time to chat with you. So I have experienced other schools. I mean, this is a second degree for me, but I really love HCC because I feel like they really connect to their students.
Sarah, you mentioned, you know, all the different services, you mentioned the website. Are there requirements to join into these groups, or, you know, how do students participate in these groups? How does that process work?
So there are some requirements for some of our food support programs. However, there's some programs that you can access right now, like through the basic needs webpage. You can find recipes, you can find video tutorials on how to make a healthy meal. Those are currently available to anyone. Even the community can access those, not just HCC students. So I would suggest, if someone is struggling, that they, you know, reach out and we can determine whether they might be eligible to, you know, do the meal kit program, for example, or the program that we're starting in February, it's already for students. So I think, yes, the answer to that is yes. You know, you have to have some level of food insecurity to participate in the programs. However, learning how to cook, the educational information, the nutrition information, the cooking classes, all of that is eligible for anyone to participate. We can all learn how to make a healthy meal.
Hima and Rajiv, you guys mentioned nutrition. You guys said that it's important to have a nutritious meal. Either Tara or you know, Hima and Rajiv, if you guys want to talk about that piece of the nutritional piece, right, and the importance of having good food.
There has been a lot of published research showing how nutritious food in a positive way affects our body, whereas not so nutritious food can actually harm the body in longer term. When we look at the healthcare costs in the country, a large part of the healthcare cost is because of the lifestyle choices related to not so nutritious meal, okay? So I think in recent years, there has been abundant research available showing us that. And that is why we wanted to focus not on the food, but on nutrition and making sure that we focus on the nutrition. Working with the Howard County Food Bank, as well as other organizations in the community, that has been our focus, like fresh produce or ingredients that are healthier, okay? And not just focus on only canned or processed food.
We are what we eat, and what we eat affects not only our health, but our mood, our alertness, our outlook. And those are things that affect our day-to-day decisions. So nutritious food doesn't have to be expensive food. Actually, it can be very inexpensive. Seasonal items, shelf staples, a lot of time it's a lack of knowing how to cook those things.
So one of the part of the education with the Fueling Dragon program is also bringing awareness to those food choices, ingredient choices that are actually shelf stable, far less expensive and nutritious.
You also mentioned our community partners. And I do wanna bring that up because it's important. You know, Tara mentioned this earlier. She said, you know, as a community college, we can and we do what we can, but we are able to amplify what we are doing and the number of people that we reach and the services that we provide and the magnitude of them really through partners like yourselves. So I want you guys to touch on that and the importance. You just mentioned you guys work with different community organizations, not just one. Through that experience, what are you finding, you know, when you're working with other community partners as you're trying to combat food insecurity, as you connect with other organizations, what impact does that bring into our community at large?
We strongly believe that when we create an ecosystem to solve interlinked problems, we come up with better solutions rather than one-off approach to solving a problem here, solving a problem there. And as a community in one of the richest counties in the country, we have abundant resources, but we also have overwhelming need. And I feel like if we create an ecosystem with all these partners, we will be able to create long-term solutions to these problems and hopefully have an exit strategy.
Actually, some of the ideas about the Fueling Dragon program came from another program that Howard County Food Bank has in place for quite some time with the cooking demonstrations. So since we already had been working with the food bank, we kind of took that idea and see how it can be applied here. And having the resources at the food bank that we can connect to made it much easier. So kind of partly also leveraging those relationships, building that knowledge and then utilizing that knowledge at multiple places has been helpful.
You talked about making this sustainable. You talked about sustainability, right? How do you envision, you know, if you had all of the resources today and you could design a program, you know, an ideal program that would just tackle and get rid of food insecurities in our county, what would that look like?
Okay, that's a very, very difficult question. So let me kind of use some business lingo here. So when we look at a project, okay, let's say Fueling Dragon project or Howard County Food Bank for something, we look for what is the exit strategy, okay? How it will become sustainable and what is the exit strategy, okay? In this case, and this is a beautiful exit strategy, actually. As students like Erin graduate, that is the exit strategy. Then these people, they are self-sustained, and then they become participating and contributing members of the community. That is what makes things sustainable. It's also like kind of a little bit of paying it forward.
I have to say, I have walked in Erin's shoes in some ways.
Not with divorce, though.
But I have worked with a tight budget. I have gone through the time when grocery shopping was a stressful experience, and you have to figure out what's the best way of spending the limited dollars. And we all have to help each other because we take help. And if we don't pass it on, it doesn't work.
You know, there's a beautiful story of the starfish. Starfish boy and the old man. I won't go into the story, but sometimes we are the boy throwing the starfish into the sea and giving it life. And sometimes we are the starship that day. We need that help. And there's no shame in asking for that help. And then tomorrow we could become that boy again and throwing more starfish back into the ocean and giving them lives. And so in this particular case, that is how the sustainability comes in, as students who graduate and they become contributing members in the society.
And I love that you brought that story. I'm very familiar with the story, right? And it's like, why are you throwing one starfish? Like, what difference is that going to make? Well, it's like, well, maybe it's not saving all of them, but it saved that one starfish. And it's important, I think, to understand that many times we can look at the issues as overwhelming, right? As so big. And like we just said, you know, HCC can't fix the problems for everybody. But if there's community partners out there, if there's people out there who have the resources and are looking for ways to help, you can connect with HCC, you can contact HCC, you can connect with the Educational Foundation, you can support their efforts. And that's how we amplify, that's how we magnify, you know, the number of people that we reach, the number of students that we help. And together, when we come together, we become stronger, we become bigger, and we actually are able to support and help other students and more students who then like Rajiv just said, we'll continue this process into the future generations and just continue to, you know, maybe food insecurity won't be an issue later, but there will be another thing. And that empathy that you have, that you had your own struggles, right? It doesn't have to be food insecurity that you struggle with. Maybe you had other struggles, but because you know how difficult it is to reach your goals when you are struggling, no matter what that looks like, you're able to empathize with others and support them and extend that helping hand. Erin, what message do you have for students at Howard Community College who might be struggling right now?
I think the message is we're living a different life now with the pandemic, and it's okay to ask for help. The goal, as Rajiv said, is that we're all trying to get our education. We're going to better ourselves. We're going to come back and help in the community. Even with nursing program, we had to do a community service project with the Community Action Council and the food bank. And I was grateful to partner with them. So I know that I've learned a lot here at HCC. I know I'm grateful for the programs, and students don't have to be embarrassed. Students don't have to be ashamed. Accept the resources, because if you accept the resources, it's only going to help you to be more successful. I'm glad you guys also talked about nutrition. That's another reason I really enjoyed the Roving Radish, because it was different than just the food pantry, because there was fresh items. You know, they would provide things for a whole meal, including chopped up onions, chopped up peppers, spices, the meats, and then the vegetables, the salads. And I didn't share this with you, but I've also made a huge change in my life nutritionally, and I have lost 75 pounds. So I know how important nutrition is, and some of the programs from HCC have helped me to get to that place. And I know as a nurse, I'm going to be able to be more empathetic to my patients who may be struggling with things like diabetes or weight gain, or, you know, mobility issues, which have caused them to gain weight. So I will try to pay it forward.
Thank you for sharing that. I mean, that's just fantastic. It's just testament of how important nutrition really is, and understanding nutrition, what it really means. We could have a conversation just on that, Erin, another hour, but I guess we only have about 15 minutes left, so I won't go there. I do want to ask you, where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? Let's keep it there.
Well, as I said, I'm in the accelerated program and it's fast and furious. So this semester is mother, baby, peds, and psych. I'm grateful for those because those are some of the specialties I'm very interested in. It's been hard to do the schooling virtually, but HCC is finally getting us some opportunities to go into the actual clinical setting. So I'm going to go to OB rotation right here at Howard County General. I'm very excited because that is a specialty I'm interested in very much. I do plan to pursue a BSN, Bachelor of Science in Nursing, after I graduate. And then if God willing, I can continue on. I really would like to go on and get my nurse practitioner license. And I either want to specialize in OB and be a midwife, or I very much have a connection with mental health and I may consider doing nurse practitioner psych. And of course, mothering these children.
I am very excited to see where you are. I would love to check in with you in a couple of years and see how you're doing. I thank you for sharing your story. Really, again, honored to be speaking with you this morning. Tara, what message do you have for our students and for our community this morning?
Erin really said what I would have said to students, that you're not alone. Let's say that. You're not alone. There are many people that are struggling with food insecurity. So please reach out. Maybe we can get the Fueling Dragons webpage and the Wellness Center email up on the Facebook page if people see this and they can see how to reach out. And the other thing I would just say is we need the support from the community. Right now, the pantry is closed, so we can't accept, you know, canned goods and donations and things like that. But there are other ways that you can help support students. And if you are in a position to give, I would encourage you to do so, because this is really impacting students. And you know, it may be just a few starfish right now, but they're going to turn out to, you know, get their degree and, like the Jane said, go on to be successful contributing members of our community. So if you have the opportunity to help, contact the Educational Foundation and reach out.
So the best way to get in touch with the foundation right now, or for students who might be needing help, and I will put the links on the comments after our conversation for sure, but if somebody wants to get in touch with you right now, where would they go? Where would they find you, especially now that the buildings are closed? What's the best way to get in touch with you?
Sure. Well, they can simply email pantry@howardcc.edu. They can email me directly, which is trupp@howardcc.edu. They could email the Wellness Center. Like, there's a lot of ways that they can get in touch. And like we said before, if they are hesitant to do those things, you know, they can, you know, reach out to someone that they trust on campus, whether it's a step-up coach, their financial advisor, they will get them the answer that they need.
So if you are an HCC student and you need services, you don't know where to look for them, but you are in a class, that teacher could be a resource. That teacher in your class could be a resource that can guide you and tell you, I don't know where to tell you, but let me find out. And believe me, we do. We find out. We care about our students. We really do put our hearts out because we were students ourselves. We are continuing to be students, right? Not formal students anymore, but we're learning with everybody every day through everything that we do at Howard Community College. And not that long ago, I was an HCC student and I was in your shoes. And I was also, you know, like Erin, with two small children, full-time employee, full-time student, handling the family, you know, the husband, the friends, the life and everything else that came, right? And yes, it can be overwhelming. And with the pandemic, it feels even more overwhelming. It brought other challenges that maybe you didn't have before. That is the first time, like Erin said, you know, losing a job suddenly out of the blue, something unexpected that just turned things around for you. Well, there is help, there is assistance, and we're here to help. It's a safe place for you to get some help. Hima and Rajiv, what message do you guys have for our community? Maybe a call to action, maybe, you know, just something that you want to share with our community members at large.
You know, especially in this time of pandemic, I'm going to repeat what Tara said, you are not alone. And that has two different meanings. You are not alone as in there are many other folks who are in similar situation as you are, whether it is food insecurity or mental wellness or a lot of other challenges that we all are facing. So you're not alone in this. But also the second meaning of that you are not alone is you're not alone. There are people who care for you, who are looking after your well-being, who are here to support you and help you to get through this. And with that, we are all in it together, whether it is, again, food insecurity or mental wellness, okay? And we will get through this and come out stronger on the other side.
And I will echo what Rajiv just said. We are all in this together. And just because we are giving help doesn't mean that we cannot accept help or we don't need help. Or if Erin is accepting help, she's already shown herself to be a leader because she is being a role model for other students. Like, I can't even imagine handling all the challenges, health, family responsibilities, work, school, and that if that's not a leader, I don't know what that what is. And we get through these problems and they give us roadmaps of for solving future problems. So people who can help, please help. People who need to ask for help, please ask for help.
Absolutely. Tara, we do have a couple more minutes and, you know, we've touched on food insecurity mostly, but we've also mentioned other challenges that our students may be facing. Can you tell us a little bit about what other services people can find through the Wellness Center, other type, you know, what other challenges people may be facing that the community college is offering assistance for right now?
So obviously the food pantry is closed, but we plan to reopen it and we have a much bigger and larger space for students. And we plan to have, you know, our meal kits there and you know, partnering with our garden when that's back up and running to get fresh produce in there. But as far as other services, that basic needs page that I mentioned was established during the pandemic because we realized that if students are struggling with food insecurity, they're probably struggling with other issues. Paying bills, for example, maybe, you know, they're even homelessness. Those are all issues that students may be struggling with. So we've compiled a resources that are located on campus, but also resources that are located off campus if they need assistance. There's emergency funds available for things. If students are struggling, maybe, you know, they have no money for auto repair or their lights are being turned off. Those are things that students can reach out, you know, they can access the basic needs page, see what's available, and then reach out. And always, again, I know we've said this over and over again, but if they reach out to a person, you know, whether that's the wellness center, the counseling center, the financial aid office, those people will be able to guide you through and help you find the resources that you need.
Wonderful. So definitely visit the basic needs page. How I find things at for Howard Community College is I go to howardcc.edu and on the search bar, I just type there whatever it is that I'm looking for. So if you find yourself needing help, just go into howardcc.edu and search basic needs page, and that will bring you to the link that you're looking for. We have about 7 more minutes left here in our conversation, and I just want to open up, you know, the microphone per se, right? Or Zoom, your Zoom chat per se, so that maybe you can, you know, add whatever it is that maybe you want to make sure that people take from this conversation. We've talked briefly about a big issue that does not only affect our students, our county, but our nation and the world in general, right? And I know that we have brought hope, and I know that we have brought action also for everybody listening and watching at home. So if there's anything else that you guys want to make sure, if there was maybe like one thing that you want to make sure that people take away from our conversation today, what would that be? Terry, let's start with you.
Well, I think that the Janes really hit the nail on the head. Like, the single most important thing that you can do is finish college. That's going to increase your chances of becoming successful and leaving food insecurity behind you. So it's, I think, really important that we provide these services and the support to our students to help get them through, not just HCC, but also if they decide to transfer. And I think Aaron is just a perfect example of, you know, that process happening.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, I saw you unmuted your microphone, so I think you have something to share.
Well, I appreciate the Janes very much for their foundation and for their work. And I think Mr. Jane hit the nail on the head also about it's a holistic approach. And right now in the middle of the pandemic, there's a lot of people suffering with mental health as well. And it starts at a base level of nutrition. If we're not getting adequate food, if we're eating a ton of sugar and fat, that doesn't make you feel good. If you are overweight or underweight, that doesn't make you feel good. Mm-hmm. So if we could start at the base level of looking at nutrition and health, I think that will overall help our bodies, including the mental health, which a lot of people are struggling with right now. I also think education is so important, and we have this great college right here. And these professors are amazing. I mean, professors with postdocs from Yale right here in our community trying to teach the students. So I think everybody needs to reach out to the resources available from HCC. And if you don't know, Google it right there on the main page, or look, you know, look it up. And if you know something as a student, share it with someone else. I've been very blessed to be this older adult student amongst all these youngins. And I've learned so many things and about different resources. And even at the Wellness Center, when it was open, you know, you could go in and talk with them about various health things and take a yoga class. And I think, Tara, you guys have what, a yoga on the computer now, right?
Yeah, we do some virtual yoga, yes.
So overall, you know, basically it's a holistic situation, and the wellness starts from within, and I'm appreciative to the Janes and their foundation.
Mr. and Mrs. Jane, anything you guys would like to add?
You know, it is wonderful to see the proof of the success of programs that we have contributed to, because a lot of times people don't realize that the need is there. A lot of times the information is not out there, and a lot of times the effort put in doesn't bear fruit. So it is extremely gratifying and humbling to see Howard Community College and Tara and her team do such a wonderful job that really impacts lives. Thank you.
Thank you all for this conversation. Thank you all for opening your hearts to us, for sharing your stories, for, you know, tackling a topic that is so ample, so big, so that can feel so overwhelming, but to just bring this idea that if we come together, right, with love, with care, without judgment, wherever we are, you know, as an institution who has, you know, the ability to connect those in need with those who can help, as somebody who can help, who has the resources, who has maybe experienced and already gone through some challenges in life, but it's now ready to pay it forward, like the Janes, or a student who's really looking into her future and it's trying to get there, right? And has this goal, has this idea of where she wants to be and provide for her family, and just needs that extra help right now, just needs that helping hand to extend some love and support. Thank you for you know, for being those three pillars, because that's what community is. Community is doing the best that we can where we are today. And Aaron, you're doing exactly that. You're moving forward. You're finding the resources to overcome the challenges to get to your goals. The Janes, are in a place where they can help and support you. And HCC is uniting the two and just combining all the efforts together so that, Erin, you can get to where you want and the Janes can amplify the resources and help more people in our community. So it's a beautiful message that I want to leave everybody with today. Whatever you are today, you know, just raise your hands, come together as a community. If you're an institution and you want to partner with HCC, contact us. If you are somebody out in the community who has the resources and is looking for ways to assist others, contact HCC. If you're a student or if you want to further your career, but you're struggling, you have challenges and you haven't made that decision yet because you don't know how to do it, this might be the way. There's people out there who want to help you. HCC wants to help you. Thank you, Tara. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Jane. Thank you, Erin, for this morning. Thank you, everybody, for watching and for listening. Please share this with your community, with your friends. Maybe somebody you know needs help. Maybe somebody you know wants to help. And this might be that door that opens for everybody to do what it is that they can do today.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.